It's time now for high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
And good afternoon, everyone, from Mound City High School. We're getting set for live coverage of the 68th Annual Mound City Invitational Tournament. Hi again, everybody. I'm Randy Gatula, tonight alongside Dylan Henricks here in the Mound City Gymnasium. And Dylan, we're finally going to get to play some basketball that didn't go so well last night.
I know, and then we were supposed to kick off this tournament yesterday with four games. Unfortunately, snowed out, but we got four good ones on tap for tonight.
That's right. We'll have two girls' games and two boys' games. The first one set to tip off here in about 5 or 6 minutes. Our last one is actually scheduled for 9 o'clock, but experience with this tournament has told me that seldom does the 9 o'clock game tip off at 9 o'clock. In any event, it's going to be a basketball marathon. We're going to settle in here for the next, six and a half hours for you and have lots of high school basketball. First up tonight will be the Rockport Blue Jay girls taking on the South Holt girls. Neither team has played yet this year, so nobody knows for sure what they've got. Their records are even at 0-0. We do want to remind all of our Rockport listeners while we have you tuned in that we will have live coverage of the Rockport State Championship 8-man game coming up Thursday night, right here on Sunny 101.3. That's a 7 o'clock kickoff. Our pregame show, the pregame coaches show, will begin at 6:30, and that'll be live from Spratt Stadium at Missouri Western University. I'll be on hand for that one, and we hope you'll make plans to join us for state championship football coming up this Thursday night. Our presenting sponsor for tonight's broadcast is Mead Lumber Company. Mead Lumber is your hometown building partner, building more than projects, but building community. We're going to take a one-minute break here. We'll step aside for 1 minute and then come back and look at the starting lineups for our first girls' game coming up right after this on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For over four decades, Hiawatha Implement has been the heartbeat of agricultural excellence, proudly serving Hiawatha and Mound City. Whether you're a farmer, a homeowner, or a commercial operator, our commitment remains unwavering to equip you with the best John Deere machinery that powers your success. Our seasoned experts ensure your machines stay at peak performance, delivering reliability and efficiency day in and day out. Hiawatha Implement, powering your progress since 1981. Visit HiawathaImplement.com for more.
Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri has been a family-owned business for more than 30 years. They carry the largest inventory of corrugated plastic drainage tubing, fittings, and supplies in the Midwest. Plus, they're a large volume dealer of corrugated and smooth wall polyurethane pipe, PVC, and corrugated pipe and plastic IC welders. They custom fabricate drop inlets, hoods, baffles, and special size risers too. For drainage supplies, see Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome you back to Mound City High School. This live coverage of the Mound City Basketball Tournament is brought to you in part by Hiawatha Implement and Mound City and Hiawatha, Scheib Drainage in Oregon, Missouri, Sure Ag of Forest City, Golden Triangle Energy of Craig, Missouri, Northwest Ag here in Mound City, and BTC Bank with locations in Oregon and throughout the state of Missouri.
Before we look at the starting lineups for this first game, let's give you a rundown of what we have on tap for you tonight. This first one features the Rockport girls and the South Holt girls. Game number two scheduled for around 6 o'clock. That's going to be East Atchison's boys and Mid-Buchanan, the Dragons. Then our girls' game will be the third one up, East Atchison and Mid-Buchanan, scheduled for a 7:30 tip-off. And then the nightcap at 9 o'clock, the Mound City boys and the LeBlanc boys. That's what we've got coming up tonight for you for high school basketball. Let's now take a look at the starting lineups for our first game of the evening for the Rockport Blue Jays. As we said, neither team has played tonight. They have no season record to talk about. They'll be going with Tatum Vogler. Tatum Vogler is 5'6 and a junior. Ella Meyercorth. Meyercorth is a 5'8 senior. Stevie Gaines. Gaines just a freshman in the starting lineup, 5'10 and a freshman. Audrey Meyercorth, a sophomore at 5'9. And Braylon Wood, a sophomore at 5'11". So this is a young basketball team, starting a freshman, three sophomores, and a senior for the Rockport Blue Jays. Starting lineup for the Southold girls. Well, unfortunately, it was easier to tell us who was not starting. They only have six girls on the roster, and the starters will include Sophie Mendenhall. She's a sophomore. Lexi Van Houten. Van Houten is a senior. Chloe Deeby is a junior. Emmeline Deeby is a freshman starting. And Jocelyn Fancher. Fancher is a senior in the starting lineup for South Holt. The sixth member of that team is Eden Ellen. Eden, just a freshman, but again, only six girls on the roster for the South Holt girls team, so they're going to be playing a little bit shorthanded here tonight. I want to remind our Nebraska listeners, we will kick off our live coverage of Nebraska high school basketball coming up this Friday night over on KTNC, our sister station. I'll be traveling with the Fall City Tigers to Syracuse. That'll be a girl-boy doubleheader, the Fall City Tigers, the Syracuse Rockets. The girls game tipping off, we like to say, around 6 o'clock or thereabouts. All the start times are approximate, depending on how many quarters of JV ball they play, but we will have the doubleheader on KTNC, and that'll be coming up Friday night, live from Syracuse, the Fall City Tigers and the Syracuse Rockets. Well, they buzzed the girls into the bench here. We're getting set for the introduction of starting lineups over the public address system. Moments away from tipping off and getting what will be our 28th year of live coverage of basketball here on Sunny. We'll take a two-minute break on Sunny 101.3.
Sure-Ag LLC has everything you need for chemical and fertilizer application and many other services, including soil testing services, custom anhydrous applications, and a variety of seeds for your farm, pasture, CRP, and lawn. Visit Sure-Ag LLC with locations in Forest City, Savannah, Osborne, and Plattsburgh.
Golden Triangle Energy is a manufacturer of grain-neutral spirits and other ethanol products in Craig, Missouri. Call 660-683-5007 for a competitive corn bid. Learn more about Golden Triangle Energy at goldentriangleenergy.com. They also produce quality livestock feed as a co-product of the ethanol process. So when you're at their website, don't forget to get feed bids as well on corn prices. Golden Triangle Energy, thanking you for your business in Craig, Missouri.
At BTC Bank, banking is more than just numbers. It's about our local community. Since 1919, we've been investing in and giving back to the places we live and work while striving to provide the best financial products and services possible. If you're looking for a bank that truly cares, join the BTC Bank family. Stop by your local branch today or call us at 660-425-7285 to learn more. BTC Bank, member FDIC.
BTC Bank.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back once again inside Mount City High School. High school basketball moments away here on Sunny 101.3. I'm Randy Gatula calling your play-by-play. Dylan Hendricks alongside tonight, sitting in for the ailing John Nixon. John a little bit under the weather tonight. We certainly wish John a speedy recovery. Hope to have him back on the microphone here very soon. I'm certain Dylan's going to fill in admirably tonight. The first of four big games coming your way tonight here on Sunny 101.3. I'm kind of excited tonight. I'm Dylan, I don't mind telling you, I'm beginning my 54th season of high school basketball on the radio a long time ago. Did my first football game just up the road here at Craig, Missouri. Craig and Fairfax, 1971.
No more games in Craig.
No more games in Craig. The Craig Hornets, remember well. All right, we've had the introduction of starting lineups. Again, it'll be Vogler, Meyercorth, Gaines, Meyercorth, and Wood for Rockport, Mendenhall, Van Houten, DB, and Fancher on the floor for South Holt. Rockport will be moving from our left to right, from north to south. Rockport in all white, white shorts, white jerseys. Blue numerals, all black for South Holt. South Holt controls the tip, coming up with it. Emmeline Deeby driving the baseline right side. Shot is blocked away nicely by Stevie Gaines. Gaines with the steal. Brings the ball down court to the left elbow. Goes to the left side, Vogler. Vogler back up top to Gaines at the top of the circle. That's Meyercorth. Meyercorth, left side of the lane. Back up to the top of the circle it comes. This is Meyerkorth around the horn to the right elbow. Skip pass goes across court. They feed it to Vogler. Driving, laying up. Vogler up and off. No good. A whistle and a foul is going to be called. I believe we're going to send Vogler to the free throw line where she'll be shooting two shots.
I think that's going to be a first foul on number 30, Jaclyn Fancher. And as you mentioned early, just six players on the South Holt roster.
Her first personal team foul, number one. At the line is Tatum Vogler. The first free throw is up and off. No good. She'll have another attempt coming. We're just underway with the Mound City Tournament, the 68th annual. 7:34 to play here in the first period. Next free throw is up and good. And Tatum Vogler has the first point of this new basketball season. Here comes South Holt up court with the basketball. Off to the right elbow. Top of the key on the left side. Handling the ball is Deeby. That's Chloe Deeby. Chloe Deeby feeds up to Mendenhall. Top of the key. Right wing in the corner, trying to drive to the baseline. No shot there. Inside the paint, turnaround shot short up off the front of the rim. Rebound, follow shot, put back up and no good. Put back again, no good. And finally pulling down the rebound for Rockport is Audrey Meyerkorth. Meyerkorth down court quickly across to the left elbow with it. There's a long three from the left elbow off the front of the rim. That one put up by Stevie Gaines. Rebound and all the way in, driving for the lay-in up and good. He's got the basket there. 14.
That was Lexi Van Houten.
Yeah, Van Houten with the first field goal of the night. She gets the lay-in. 2-0. Rockport on top. Here's a long three. Top of the key. Up and good. Nailing the three from the top of the circle was Audrey Meyerkorth. So Meyerkorth popped in a three. They left her unattended out there at the top of the key. 4-2, your score. Rockport on top here. South Holt with the basketball, working to the top of the circle. Mendenhall between the rings, top of the key. Holds the ball above her head, now kicks to the right side with it. Across it goes to DB. That's Emily DB. They had her blocked in there for a minute. Hand the ball to Van Houten and a traveling call. It'll be a turnover against South Holt. Give the basketball back to Rockport.
6:16 remaining here in the first quarter. 4-2 is our score. The Rockport Blue Jays lead.
Right side baseline is Wood with the basketball. Wood gives it up to Meyerkorth to the top of the key. They have a little handoff. There's a jump shot from the left side of the circle. Up and off, no good. Put up by Meyerkorth. And the rebound brought down by South Holt. Here come the Knights to set their offense across the division line. On the dribble into forecourt with the basketball. That's going to be Van Houten. Van Houten kicks to the right elbow with it. Now back between the rings out near the midcourt circle on the dribble. Whistle, and we're going to have a push foul over on the right side. That's going to go against the Blue Jays.
Foul is going to be on number 5, Sophie Mendenhall. That is her first foul, second team foul. Her first team foul.
I think that went on Vogler for Rockport there, I believe, number 5. Yeah.
Sophie Mendenhall is.
Yeah.
South Holt.
Yeah.
They don't need any more fouls.
Okay. Tatum Vogler called for the personal. All right. Inbound the pass on the dribble to the top of the key, handling it. That's DB, Emmeline DB. There's a pass stolen away on the baseline underneath on the steal. This is Wood. Wood tried to feed it underneath. The ball is going to be tipped away, knocked out of bounds by the South Pole Knights. It'll belong to Rockport. Blue Jays will play it in on the baseline, right side, under their own basket. Inbounding the pass is Braylon Wood. Wood to toss it in. Waiting for the break, comes to the corner to Meyerkorth. Meyerkorth with a long three from the corner. She got it. Ella Meyerkorth with her first bucket of the night. She hits the three. It's 7-2. Rockport has jumped out to a 5-point lead. With the basketball is Chloe Deeby. Deeby feeds left side Mendenhall. Mendenhall back to the top of the key to Deeby. Now off on the right side. Deeby under the basket. Double team. Ball ripped away. Loose on the floor, everybody after it. We'll have a held ball call. Possession arrow is going to favor Rockport. Blue Jays will get the ball.
5:10 remains here in the first quarter. 7-2 is the Blue Jay lead.
Inbound the pass to Meyerkorth. Meyerkorth to the left wing. A long three is on the way off. No good. And with the rebound is Lexi Van Houten. Van Houten pulls down the basketball, gets the outlet pass across the timeline. Van Houten had the ball tipped away from her, pressuring defense there by Audrey Meyerkorth. Ball is tipped out of bounds. Meyerkorth touched it last. It'll stay with South Holt. I'm Randy Gatula calling your play-by-play. Dylan Henry seated alongside me tonight. We're inside the Mound City Gymnasium. Newly refurbished, brand-new floor they replaced here in the gym. Nice-looking building. Into the corner on the right side, South Holt with the basketball. They give it up to Deeby. Emmeline Deeby trapped out in the corner near midcourt. Got rid of it to her teammate. The ball stolen away with the steal for Rockport on the drive. Driving lay-in up and good. And getting the driving layup and putting it in. Was that Vogler?
That was Leah Meyerkorth.
Meyercourt, thank you. Leah Meyercourt. Get a timeout on the floor. We'll step aside for 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
State Farm Insurance Agent Jessica Studer, providing insurance and financial services. 205 St. Joseph Street in Wathena. Stop by for a visit or log on to jessicastuder.com.
Sunny 101.3.
4 minutes, 30 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 9-2, Rockport on top with the basketball of the Southold Knights on the dribble into forecourt. Across the timeline, handling the basketball is Van Houten. Almost had it dribbled away from her. Van Houten gets the ball back. She'll put up a jump shot from the right side that's short off the front of the rim. The rebound is going to be pulled down by Ella Meyercourt. Fast break, driving lay-in, blocked away, trying to get the lay-in there. It was going to be Leah Meyercourt, but they got down and swatted the ball away out of bounds. Couple of subs checking in now for the Rockport Blue Jays. Tatum Vogler back into the lineup. Also, Stevie Gaines back on the floor. They started the ball game, and they're back out there now for the Blue Jays. Again, 9-2, Rockport with the early lead here over South Holt. There's the inbound pass to Stevie Gaines. Gaines goes to the corner. There's a long three up and good by Ella Meyercourt, and that is her second three-pointer of the night there. She's got six in the ball game, and it's a double-digit 10-point lead. Here's a steal and a driving layup by Ella Meyercourt. It's going to be blocked. Whistle, and we're going to have a foul called. Ella Meyercourt is going to be at the line where she'll be shooting two shots.
Foul's going to be on number 14, Lexi Van Houten. That's her first personal foul, second team foul for the night.
So at the free throw line is Ella Meyercourt shooting two shots. The first one is up off the back of the iron. Will not go. She'll get a second attempt coming. Checking into the lineup now is Eden Ellen into the contest, replacing Sophie Mendenhall now for South Holt. Ellen into the contest. Eden just a freshman. Ella Meyercourt ready for her second free throw. Looks to the basket. Shot is up and good. She got the second one. Pushes the score now to 13-2. 11-point lead. On the dribble, into forecourt. This is Van Houten. Van Houten works the left side of the free throw circle. Picks up her dribble. She needs help. Van Houten is trapped over here. Puts a bounce pass out. Ball is going to be grabbed up by DB, Emmeline DB, into the corner baseline right side. In trouble again. Ball knocked out of her hand. Now they try to get it down to DB in the corner. Feeds it underneath. Trapped under the basket there is Chloe DB, and the ball is stolen away. Rockport Blue Jays on the attack. On the right elbow with the ball, Stevie Gaines. Jump shot in the paint for Gaines. Up and off, no good. Whistle and a foul. We're going to put Stevie Gaines to the free throw line, where she'll be shooting two shots.
Foul looks like it's going to be on Eden Allen, just checking in. That's her first personal, third team foul of the first quarter here for the night.
Stevie Gaines at the line. She has not scored yet this evening. First shot is up. Hits the back of the iron and comes off of there. She'll have a second shot coming. 3:19 to play, first quarter, 13-2 if you're just checking in. Rockport on top here early. Second free throw is up and good for Stevie Gaines. All right, here come the South Holt Knights on the attack. Lexi Van Houten on the dribble to the right side, working down into the corner, deep right side of the basket, looking for the cutter in the paint. They try to lob it inside to Chloe Deavy, and we've got a whistle and a foul.
Looks like that foul is going to be on Ella Meyercourt. That's her first personal, second team foul on the Blue Jays here in this first quarter.
All right, South Holt will inbound it. Baseline right side into their own basket. They get it inbounds. Comes out to the left elbow. Shot is up off the rim, wide of the mark. Rebound comes down to the Blue Jays. Down court, fast break under the basket. Try for a layup. Shot is up, won't go. Trying to put it up was Ella Meyercourt. The rebound comes right back to the Knights. Pass breaks to the Knights, driving layup. Putting up the shot is Emmeline Deavy. And a whistle on the foul, I think. Now Emmeline Deavy is going to go to the line where she'll be shooting two shots.
Foul is going to be on Tatum Vogler. That's her second foul, third team foul of the quarter for the Blue Jays.
Emmeline Deavy at the line to shoot two now for South Holt. First free throw is up and good. Got it. She'll have a second shot coming. Emmeline Deavy ready for her second free throw. Those work real well here between shots. Second shot for Deavy is up, and this one is off. No good. The rebound coming down to the Blue Jays. down court with the pass. These ponytails are really causing me issues with reading jersey numbers here. They're covering them up for me. In the paint, jump shot from 6 feet away, up and off, no good. That shot put up by Meyercourt. Couldn't get it. The rebound comes down the south hold. Everybody's got a long ponytail on this team, completely covering the numbers. There's Van Houten driving lay-in up. Doesn't go, but a whistle and a foul. Looks like Lexi Van Houten is going to go to the line. We've been shooting a lot of free throws already here.
Foul's going to be on Leah Meyercourt. That is her first personal, 14th foul of the first quarter here for the Blue Jays.
Lexi Van Houten at the line to shoot two shots for the South Holt Knights. Van Houten looks to the basket. Shot is up. Got it. Bank shot off the glass. Still counts one on the bank. Second shot coming up. Lexi Van Houten sporting those bright pink shoes out there. She's easy to spot here. The ponytail doesn't bother us on that number. Van Houten shot is up. Another bank shot, but a line lane violation. She stepped across the line too soon. Got it to fall, but she stepped over the line as she shot the free throw. Early in the season, those little mistakes are going to happen in your first quarter of your first game. With the basketball, the Blue Jays down court with it. This is Wood on the right wing to the top of the circle, Meyercourt. Back to Wood on the near side. Looking into the corner, Stevie Gaines. Gaines can't get to the baseline, has to come back to the top of the circle. With the dribble is Meyercourt. There's a long two from the left wing that's up and off no good. And the rebound is going to be pulled down by Lexi Van Houten. Van Houten on the dribble across the timeline. Now backs it out between the rings. Out there defensively is Leah Meyercourt harassing her. Van Houten almost has it dribbled away. She's double-teamed in trouble here. Out near the midcourt line. Puts it inside the paint. Stevie Gaines bats the ball away. But a whistle and a foul is going to be called. I think Gaines is going to get tagged for that one.
Yep, that foul is going to be on Stevie Gaines. That'll be the fifth personal or the 15th foul of the quarter. First on Stevie, so that'll put South Hold at the line shooting two.
At the free throw line will be Fancher, I believe. Jaslyn Fancher has not scored yet tonight. Here shooting two free throws. First one is up and good. That is Fancher, right? I can't see that name number. Yes, it is. Long blonde ponytail completely covers the numerals on the back of these jerseys.
144 remains here in the first quarter. 14-5 is the Blue Jay lead.
Fancher's second free throw is up, and this one is off also, and coming down is Stevie Gaines with the rebound for the Blue Jays. Rockport on the attack quickly to the left side. Landry Kelly is in the lineup now. Kelly, a 5'3 junior. Back to Stevie Gaines in the corner right side. This is Kelly with the basketball top of the key. Hands to Meyercourt. Meyercourt to the left side corner. Long three up and off. No good. Here's a battle for the rebound. South Hope comes down with the basketball. Across the timeline, they come with the dribble to the left side. Handling the ball here is Stevie. Had it taken away. Now there's a race for it. Driving lay-in up and good. With the steal of the lay-in is Landry Kelly. Kelly got the lay-in. We've got 1 minute to play here now in the first quarter. 16-5. Rockport with the big lead. South Holt's basketball. Oh, it's stolen away with the steal. Driving in for the layup goes Meyercourt. Leah Meyercourt got the steal and the lay-in. She's got 4 points in the ballgame. It's 18-5. Rockport starting to pull away from the South Holt Knights. The Knights very undermanned here. Only six players on their roster. There's a steal in the corner and now a push foul that may go against South Holt.
Going to go against Chloe DePee. That'll be her first foul. Fourth team foul of the quarter. So no free throws yet for the Blue Jays.
Just 38 seconds left to play in this first period. Blue Jays up 18-5. Here's Rockport with the basketball. To the left elbow, Landry Kelly handles it. Around right side with it. They go to Leah Meyercourt, down to Stevie Gaines, baseline in the corner right side. Kelly handles it. The give and go at the top of the key. A three from the baseline left side is in and out of there. No good. Rebound South Holt. South Holt. Ball comes down court to Deeby. Chloe Deeby throws it, trying to find her teammate on the left side. Threw it away. It got away out of bounds. 13 seconds left with which to work here in the first quarter for the Rockport Blue Jays. As they come down court with an 18-5 lead. Not sure they're aware of the time. Very patient getting it across the timeline. At the top of the circle, left side Landry Kelly. Kelly back to the top of the key. Meyercourt. Meyercourt with a long three. Short at the buzzer after one quarter. Rockport on top, 18-5. We'll take a 1 minute timeout. Be back in 60 seconds on Sunny 101.3 of the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When your ride needs a little TLC, head to Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop car shop in Auburn, Nebraska. From tires and brakes to alignments and full repairs, our AFC-certified mechanics have you covered with expert care and hometown service. Whether it's an oil change or something more, call Mike today at 402-274-4947 to schedule your appointment. Or swing by 2314 J Street and we'll get you back on the road in no time. Auburn Auto Center, 402-274-4947.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
This is Sunny 101.3.
This live coverage of the Mound City Tournament is brought to you in part by Hiawatha Implement in Mound City and Hiawatha and Scheib Drainage in Oregon, Missouri.
Back to live action. We move into the second quarter action. South Hope with the basketball. Here's a steal out near midcourt. A cross-court pass baseline under the basket. They feed it back to Marquardt right side. Shot is up off the back of the rim. Stevie Gaines with a follow shot. Put back up and good. Stevie Gaines got her first field goal of the evening right there. She now has 3 points in the game. 20-5 your score. Rockport on top. Here comes South Holt into forecourt. Ball stolen away by Gaines. Gaines looks down court for Meyercourt. Alone for the driving lay-in up and good. Ella Meyercourt got the lay-in. We're going to have a timeout taken by South Holt. We'll step aside for a 30-second break. You're listening to live coverage of the 68th Annual Mound City Tournament on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hello everyone, this is Natalia, a health navigator at Community Medical Center. Medicare open enrollment is happening now through December 7th. It's the perfect time to review your plan and make sure your coverage still fits your needs. If you'd like help understanding your options or setting up a plan review, call Community Medical Center, 402-245-6739 to schedule a time. Community Medical Center, amazing people, exceptional care.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Back to live action. Here's a steal driving lay-in for Rockport up and good. Audrey Meyercourt got the steal, took it in on the right side for the lay-in and got it to drop.
And then we're going to have a throw-in violation on the Knights. That'll give the ball right back to the Blue Jays again.
Baseline violation stepped over the line on the inbound pass. Blue Jays get the ball back. Tipped away, almost stolen. Now it is on the steal. Coming up with it is DB, and she'll have her shot blocked away cleanly out of bounds. That was a nice defensive play by Audrey Meyercourt there to slap that one away. Chloe DB will inbound it. She'll stand baseline just under the left side of her own backboard. Lobs it up top. Inbound pass stolen away. On the fast break, here come the Blue Jays on the run, driving, laying up. Off no good for Meyercourt. Try for follow shot. Put back, put up by Audrey Meyercourt. A whistle and a foul. I think we're going to put Audrey to the free throw line.
Foul is going to be on number 24, Emily DeBee. That is her first personal foul, first foul of the second quarter here for South Holt.
At the free throw line, Audrey Meyercourt shooting two. First one is up and good. Audrey now with 6 points in the basketball game. Second shot coming up for the 5'9 sophomore. Meyercourt's shot is on the way, up and good. Got them both. She now has 7 points in the ballgame. 26-5, Rockport on top. Just underway here in the opening minute of the second quarter. South Holt, ball was knocked away loose. Now trying to pick it up for South Holt was Lexi Van Houten, and she got shoved and pushed to the floor there.
Like that foul will be on Audrey Meyercourt. That's just her first foul of the second quarter here for Rockport.
All right, they inbound the pass, bring it into Lexi Van Houten. Right side goes into Chloe DB. Ball tipped away, knocked out of bounds. Stevie Gaines touched it last. It'll long to South Holt. 6:38 to go here in the first half. 26-5. Rockport has jumped out to a big lead early. Emmeline DB on the dribble into the paint. Kicks it out to her teammate on the left side. There's an open look. Try for follow shot. Put back won't go. The first shot was put up there by Sophie Mendenhall. She couldn't get it to fall. Then the rebound was pulled down by Fancher. Fancher with the putback got fouled. She'll be at the line.
Foul will be on Stevie Gaines. That's Stevie's second foul. Second foul of the quarter here for Rockport as well.
Fancher one out of two from the line so far tonight. Misses the first one. She's now 1 for 3. That's a single point. She'll have another attempt coming here. Fancher. Shot on the way up. Short off the front of the rim. The rebound comes down to the Blue Jays. Inside the paint. They kick it to the right corner. Across court pass. To the left elbow it goes. Stevie Gaines hands the ball. Gaines in the paint. Can't get a move to the hoop. Now dribbles around the defender. Tries to put a shot up. A whistle and a foul. Stevie Gaines will be at the line to shoot two. I think they got Fancher on that one.
Yep, foul's on number 30. Jocelyn Fancher. That's her second foul. Second foul of the quarter here for Southhold.
Stevie Gaines is one out of two from the line tonight. Has 3 points. This one is just off to the right. She'll have another attempt coming. Lots of subs coming in now for Rockport. Landry Kelly back onto the floor. Leah Meyercourt is back out there. Raylan Jenkins making her first appearance tonight for the Blue Jays. Meanwhile, Stevie Gaines at the line ready for her second free throw. It's on the way up, and it is off no good. Then tipped around out of bounds, I think. Rockport touched it last, so it'll be Southhold's basketball.
Played a couple minutes here in the second quarter. Rockport with an 8-0 run to go up 26-5. 6:09 remain.
Here comes Southhold on the attack. Ellen Peavy across the timeline into forecourt to the left wing. Comes off to Sophie Mendenhall. Mendenhall holds the ball for just a minute. Now gives it up again to Lexi Van Houten. Van Houten is double-teamed over on the right wing. Now a lot of contact. Whistle will have a foul called, I think, on Meyercourt.
It's going to be on Leah Meyercourt. That'll be her second foul, 13th foul of the quarter here for the Blue Jays, just a couple minutes in.
Southhold will inbound it in forecourt on the left side near midcourt. Tossing it in is Van Houten. Backcourt pass goes into Emmelin DB. Emmelin dribbles around the defender. She got double-teamed. Ball was tipped away and stolen. But stepping on the baseline was Audrey Meyercourt. Audrey made a nice defensive move there. Dylan got the steal, but she stepped on the baseline, trying to turn it around and come back the other direction. All right. Inbounding the ball underneath the basket on the left side. They toss it in with the steal. Coming up with it is Leah Meyercourt. Leah feeds it down court to the left side of the lane. Here's a fall-away jump shot that's up and off no good. And there with the rebound is Lexi Van Houten for Southhold. Van Houten wants to bring the ball up court herself, picks up the dribble, bounce pass to the right side to Fancher. Fancher, lob pass inside the paint, double-teamed in there, back to Fancher. Jump shot Fancher, right side up and off no good. And the rebound taken down by Audrey Meyercourt. Long down court pass, it's going to get away out of bounds off the fingertips of Leah Meyercourt, and it'll give it right back to Southhold.
5:15 remains here in the second quarter. Rockport up 26-5 over Southhold. Really kind of pushing the pace here these first two quarters.
Knights basketball. Chloe Deeby inbounds it. Lexi Van Houten will bring the ball up court. That's Emmelin Deeby with the ball. Emmelin has it dribbled away. It's going to be picked up by Sophie Mendenhall. Mendenhall being pressured. Has the ball knocked out of her hand. Picks it up. Now tied up. Ball is stolen away. Fast break, driving lay-in up and good. Getting the lay-in was Raylan Jenkins, who just checked into the ball game there a few moments ago. I think we may have another baseline violation on the inbound. That's the second time that's happened tonight where the Southhold girls have stepped across the baseline unmolested. They're just down there with an uncontested inbound pass after a basket made, and they're stepping across that line. But they'll be talking about that in the locker room at halftime. Here's a jump shot from 12 feet away on the right side, up and off, no good, put up by Audrey Meyercourt. Rebound, fast break down court quickly, Chloe Deeby. Deeby holds it up to the top of the key, Fancher set shot. It's short off the front of the rim, the rebound to Rockport. We've got a whistle and a foul. There's some contact in the paint on the far side. Who they got?
Looks like they're going to call that one on. Number 22, that's Chloe Deeby. That's her second foul. 13th foul of the quarter here for Southhold.
All right, 4.5 minutes to go in the first half. 28-5, Rockport dominating this first ball game of the 68th annual Mount City Tournament. There's a long three from the top of the key, nothing but net for Audrey Meyercourt. That's her second three-pointer of the night. 31-5 now, Mount City, or rather Rockport on top. In trouble with the ball, stepping across the midcourt. It was touched, so that's okay. On the left elbow, they come to Chloe Deeby. Chloe has it just taken away from her by her teammate, Fancher. catcher goes between two defenders. She lost the dribble on the ball, tried to get it over to Van Houten. It went out of bounds. I thought it went off of Van Houten, but apparently not.
They're going to call a foul here, I think, on Audrey Meyercourt. Just a little hustle foul there. Going to come up with the push, trying to dive for the loose ball.
That's Audrey's second personal. Team foul number four, I guess it is. And it'll be South Holtz basketball. They'll inbound it in forecourt. Toss it into Chloe Deeby. Deeby has the ball taken away with the steal, driving in for the driving layup. Up and off the front of the rim. It won't go. Ella Meyercourt, try for a putback. It won't go. Ella had an uncontested lay-in and couldn't get it to drop. There's a down-court pass under the bucket, defended well by Rockport. They got back in a hurry, and South Holt's trying to run with the ball here, and Rockport's doing a good job of getting back quickly and not giving anything up. Into the corner, right side it goes. On the left-handed dribble, that's passed to the left elbow. I'm not sure what that move was, but turnaround shot short off the front of the rim by Chloe Deeby. Battle for the rebound, stepping on the baseline as she came down with the basketball there for Rockport. That was Braylon Wood. That'll give it right back to South Holt. They will inbound it. Baseline under their own basket on the left side of the hoop. Underneath, shot up off the glass and good. Putting it in is Emmeline Deeby, her first field goal of the night here. Makes it 31-7 now. Stevie Gaines moves toward the hoop. She's hard to stop when she makes up her mind to go to the basket. Here's a three from the right corner that's up and good. Nailing that one is Leah Meyercourt. Leah with 8 points now in the ball game as she nailed the three. Under 3 minutes to play, first half, 34-7. Rockport. They're winning in the same style that boys' football team's been doing this year right now. Sounds like a football score, 34-7, doesn't it? Driving lay-in, they didn't lay it up. They tried to give the pass down to Stevie Gaines in the corner. Remember when Steve Gaines played ball at Peru State, quite the football player for the Bobcats. This is Stevie playing out here now. Jump shot 12 feet away, right side off the front of the rim. That one won't go. Shot was put up by Leah Meyercourt. The fight for the rebound. Traveling is going to be called on South Holt. They'll give the ball to the Rockport Blue Jays. Blue Jays will inbound it. And, oh, a nice pass. They got it in, but it was blocked away. With the ball, it comes Chloe Deeby down court. Chloe forces up a shot that doesn't go, gets her own rebound. Try for a follow shot, blocked away by Gaines. Now fast break the other direction all the way. Meyercourt goes in. She'll be fouled, and now we're going to have Ella Meyercourt at the free throw line, where Ella will shoot two shots.
Just a really good job of pushing the pace here for Rockport. Foul is going to be on number 30, Fancher. That is her second foul, and that will be the 14th foul for Temple.
Ella Meyercourt at the line, shooting two. The first one is up and good. Ella has now made two out of three from the free throw line. Levi's got her with 10 points. She's in double figures now. Ella Meyercourt, ready for her second free throw. Looking to the basket. Launches the shot. It's up. It bounces around. She got the roll. It's good. Ella Meyercourt now. 11 points in the ball game for Rockport. Coming up on 2 minutes to play here in the first half of this one. South Holt with the basketball. Ball is tipped away. Everybody after it. Going to go out of bounds. They're going to give the ball to South Holt. Thought for a moment maybe one of the Knights might have tipped that one down here.
2:08 left here in the second quarter. 36-7 is the Blue Jay lead.
Eden Allen will inbound the ball. She'll stand on the left side in forecourt. Allen gets the pass inbounds to Chloe Deeby. Chloe Deeby has the ball tipped away. It's going to go out of bounds. Touch last by South Holt. And Rockport will get the basketball with an even 2 minutes left to go here in the first half.
I want to give a special thanks to a few of our sponsors, Sure Ag of Forest City and Golden Triangle Energy of Craig, Missouri.
Landry Kelly gets the inbound pass, goes to the corner baseline left side to Meyercourt with it. Back up top it comes to Kelly. To the top of the key, around the right side of the horn here to Braylon Wood. Wood goes into Stevie Gaines, 12-foot jumper. Gaines up, off, no good. Rebound, Eden Allen. The freshman pulls down the rebound, gets it out court to Chloe Deeby. Chloe Deeby to the left elbow, Fancher. Fancher goes back to Deeby, ball tipped away from her by Ella Meyercourt. Meyercourt touched it last, however, it'll stay with South Holt. Meyercourt, or rather Fancher, will inbound it in the corner.
couple more of our sponsors we'd like to thank. Northwest Ag of Mound City and BTC Bank with locations in Oregon and throughout the state.
In Mound, the pastor, Chloe Deeby. Lexi Van Houten. Van Houten forces up a shot that's in and out of there, wouldn't go. And coming down with the rebound for the Blue Jays is Tatum Vogler. Vogler, outlet pass to Landry Kelly. Kelly feeds to the corner right side. We're going to have a double dribble down here. Raylan Wood just did a little stutter step, and she touched the ball with the free hand. Can't do that in bull riding and basketball dribbling. 1:18 to go, first half, 36-7. South Holds basketball. Emmeline Deeby very casually dribbles down between defenders, kicks it up to the top. There's a long three that rimmed in and out of there. Fancher battling for the rebound. That long three was put up by Lexi Van Houten. Fancher battled for the rebound. It was knocked away from her out of bounds. Chloe Deeby will inbound it underneath the basket just to the left side of the backboard. Inbound pass is stolen away nicely by Audrey Meyercourt. Long down court pass. They feed it to Ella Meyercourt. Lays it up and good. Ella Meyercourt gets the basket. Give the assist to Tatum Vogler there. Vogler caught the ball under the basket, flipped it back to Ella. Ella had the easy two that maybe even you and I could have made, Dylan. 38-7, your score. In the paint, driving lay-in up for South Hold is up and off. No good, but a whistle and a foul. We're going to put Lexi Van Houten at the free throw line with her pink shoes. She'll be at the line to shoot two shots. She's one out of two from the line so far tonight.
They're going
to
get Landry Kelly for the foul there for the Blue Jays. That'll be their fifth team foul of the quarter.
Van Houten ready to take her first of two free throws from the charity stripe. The first one is up, hits the back of the rim, and rims off, won't go. She'll get another shot. Now into the ball game for Rockport. I don't have a number 10 on the roster. See number 10 in there for Rockport? There, check that out for us. All right, at the line, second free throw is up. It's off also, will not go. That one wouldn't drop for Van Houten. Came up empty on both of them. Here's a driving layup at the other end, up and good by Landry Kelly. Kelly got a nice move to the basket and got it to drop. Is there a 10 in that program there for the Rockport girls?
There is not.
That's what I thought because I took my score sheet off of that program. Well, we have a mystery player. Mom, if you wash jersey number 10 back in Rockport, your daughter's in the ball game. Unfortunately, she didn't get listed on the roster. Blue Jays with the basketball on the right elbow. Landry Kelly handles the ball. 14 seconds, 13 seconds. They'll play it down for one. Long shot, top of the key for three. Up and off, no good. Fancher with the rebound for South Hope. They've got 5 seconds left with which to work. Quickly down court to the right side, launching a quick shot at the buzzer. Won't go. And at the half, the Rockport Blue Jays lead the South Hope Knights 40-7 is our halftime score. We'll step aside here for a two-minute break and be back with a look at the first half scoring. The first half scoring will be brought to you by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from debt. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. We're back in 2 minutes on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Den's Country Meats, we know what it means to work hard, show up, and give it your all. Just like our hometown teams do every game. Our meats are family-made and award-winning because champions deserve the best. Fuel up with Den's jerky, snack sticks, brats, and more. Perfect for the ride home or the victory party. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, SNL PNC Group, direct written premium.
Here at Frontier Bank, we make our loan decisions right here at the bank. With us, you don't have to wait for approval from an out-of-town loan committee. When you apply for a loan, you want an answer, not the runaround. Frontier Bank is a community bank. What does that mean to you? When it comes to loans, it means service, and serving you is what Frontier Bank is all about. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC. An equal housing lender. Online at frontier.bank.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Falls City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Time now for our halftime scoring recap being presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from debt. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. Well, let's take a look at that first half scoring. First of all, for the South Polk girls, Lexi Van Houten has three in the first half. Emmeline Deeby with two. Chloe Deeby has one. And Jocelyn Fanchard with one for their total of seven. From the free throw line, South Holt made 3 out of 10 from the charity stripe. For the Rockport Lady Jays, the Blue Jays led at halftime by Ella Meyercourt. She has 13 points. Audrey Meyercourt, also in double figures, adding 10. 7 points for Leah Meyercourt. With 4 points is Landry Kelly coming off the bench. Stevie Gaines with 3 at halftime. And adding 2 is Tatum Vogler. Or 1 for Tatum Vogler, 2 for Raylan Jenkins for Rockport's total of 40. That second quarter, 22-2 was the run there for Rockport, and they've opened up a 40-7 lead here at halftime. Well, Rockport fans, big news coming up Thursday night. You all know that the Rockport Blue Jays are 13-0 undefeated. They're going to be facing off with the Worth County Tigers, a 7 o'clock kickoff at Missouri Western University. We'll have a pregame show beginning at 6:30. Live coverage here on Sunny 101.3. Cody Schwong will be joining me for the call on that one. Looking forward to it. State championship. We haven't called one of those for a couple of years, and looking forward to that back down at Missouri Western. We're going to take a 2-minute break here, then update you with the latest weather forecast. Another 2 minutes, and we'll be back with third quarter action coming up live from Mound City on Sunny 101.3. and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is National Influenza Vaccination Week. Nemaha County Hospital reminds you that getting your annual flu shot is one of the best ways to protect yourself and your loved ones from flu illness and potential complications, especially if you are at risk. Flu vaccines are safe, effective, and help keep our families and community healthy through the season. Don't wait. Schedule your flu shot today by visiting your local pharmacy or contacting your primary care physician. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Falls City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Falls City, 402-245-2908.
Kime TS in Sabetha is a family-owned trucking company with over 65 years of history. They treat their drivers like family, offering competitive benefits and a strong support system. With more than 200 skilled drivers, they safely transport over 50,000 flatbed loads a year across the Midwest and Southeast. Your success matters to them. They provide the best conditions possible, and the rest is up to you. Kime TS is hiring CDLA flatbed professional drivers. Apply online at KimeTS.com. Kime Trucking in Sabetha, we make it happen.
For over 4 decades, Hiawatha Implement has been the heartbeat of agricultural excellence, proudly serving Hiawatha and Mound City. Whether you're a farmer, a homeowner, or a commercial operator, our commitment remains unwavering to equip you with the best John Deere machinery that powers your success. Our seasoned experts ensure your machines stay at peak performance, delivering reliability and efficiency day in and day out. Hiawatha Implement, powering your progress since 1981. Visit HiawathaImplement.com for more.
Sunny 101.3 weather.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Laura Lockwood with your weather for the tri-state area. Fairly quiet weather as we head through our forecast. Through the rest of the work week and through our weekend, we'll see a few clouds from time to time, change in temperatures, but only a little chance of seeing some light snow early on Wednesday. Otherwise, looking very dry throughout the area. Taking a closer look at our forecast, we'll have increasing clouds tonight as we cool to a low near 25. Chance of snow early on Wednesday. Lots of clouds. High near 33, breezy with partly cloudy, a low near 0 degrees. Lots of sunshine for Thursday, high of 22. Thursday night, mainly clear, a low near 12. High of 35 on Friday, lots of sun. Friday night, becoming cloudy, a low near 20. High of 35 on Saturday, lots of clouds. Saturday night, mainly cloudy, a low near 16. Occasional sun on Sunday with a high near 28 degrees. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood on Sunny 101.3.
Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri has been a family-owned business for more than 30 years. They carry the largest inventory of corrugated plastic drainage tubing, fittings, and supplies in the Midwest. Plus, they're a large volume dealer of corrugated and smooth wall polyurethane pipe, PVC, and corrugated pipe and plastic IC welders. They custom fabricate drop inlets, hoods, baffles, and special size risers too. For drainage supplies, see Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri.
Sure-Ag LLC has everything you need for chemical and fertilizer application and many other services, including soil testing services, custom anhydrous applications, and a variety of seeds for your farm, pasture, CRP, and lawn. Visit Sure-Ag LLC with locations in Forest City, Savannah, Osborne, and Plattsburgh.
Golden Triangle Energy is a manufacturer of grain-neutral spirits and other ethanol products in Craig, Missouri. Call 660-683-5007 for a competitive corn bid. Learn more about Golden Triangle Energy at goldentriangleenergy.com. They also produce quality livestock feed as a co-product of the ethanol process. So when you're at their website, don't forget to get feed bids as well on corn prices. Golden Triangle Energy, thanking you for your business in Craig, Missouri.
At BTC Bank, banking is more than just numbers. It's about our local community. Since 1919, we've been investing in and giving back to the places we live and work while striving to provide the best financial products and services possible. If you're looking for a bank that truly cares, join the BTC Bank family. Stop by your local branch today or call us at 660-425-7285 to learn more. BTC Bank, member FDIC.
Sunny 101.3.
It's halftime here at Mound City in this first game of the four that we have for you this evening. At the half, the Rockport Blue Jays leading the Southold Knights 40-7. Our halftime score. We get set to move into third quarter action coming up. Our presenting sponsor for this broadcast of high school basketball is Mead Lumber Company. Mead is your hometown building partner, building more than projects, building communities. Say thanks to Mead Lumber, our sponsoring partner for this broadcast. All right, it'll be Rockport's basketball to start the third quarter. Blue Jays leading 40-7 here at halftime, inbounding the pass, Tatum Vogler. Vogler with the inbound pass to Audrey Meyerkorth. Meyerkorth comes to the left elbow, back to Vogler, right side. Vogler feeds into the corner, Ella Meyerkorth. In traffic, Stevie Gaines, jump shot, three-pointer on the way, off the glass, up over the backboard. Made contact with the support pipes, that's out of bounds. The basketball will turn over to South Hole. Emmeline Deeby inbounds the ball. Deeby into Chloe Deeby. Across the timeline, that's Lexi Van Houten with the pink shoes on the dribble. Van Houten bounced past to Fancher in the paint. Ball tipped away, picked up over on the far side by Mendenhall. Ball pass into traffic, trying to work her way into the basket. They kick it back out to the right wing again. Van Houten jump shot right side off the glass, no good. And the rebound taken away by Tatum Vogler. Vogler gets the outlet pass down court to Audrey Meyerkorth. Back to Vogler, right wing. Deep corner, baseline, right side. Stevie Gaines across court to the near side with the ball now. Vogler's going to launch a three from the right wing. Up and good. That was Tatum Vogler. That's her first field goal of the night. She made it count. A big three from out of the right wing, about two steps outside that three-point arc when she lost that one. 43-7. Rockport on top. Here comes South Hold on the attack. All the way in, the ball is stripped away, trying to go up with a shot there, I believe, was that with Deeby, and if that's the case, Deeby's going to be shooting too.
A foul there on Vogler, that'll be her third, first player of the night to pick up her third, first team foul of the third quarter here for the Blue Jays as well.
All right, this is Emmeline Deeby shooting two for the Knights. The first one is up and good. DB now has 3 points in the ballgame. She'll have a second free throw coming. This is the first of four big games we have for you tonight. It's a basketball marathon here from Mound City. Second shot is up and good. Got them both. Put it down. She has 4 points now in the ballgame. 43-9. Rockport on top. Here come the Blue Jays. With the ball into forecourt. Audrey Meyer court to the near side. Baseline left. Looking for Stevie Gaines in the paint. Nothing there. Back across to Audrey Meyer court. Right elbow. Audrey holds the ball for just a minute. Finds Ella Meyer court with a pass. Again back to Audrey. Long three, Audrey, up a good man. She nailed that one from downtown. Audrey Meyercourt, her third three-pointer of the night. She's got 13 points now in the ballgame. There's a reach-in foul that's going to be called, I believe, on the Blue Jays. I think they're going to probably get Leah this one. Was it? Well, maybe not. Just a held ball?
Possibly just a held ball,
oh,
yeah.
I thought they called a foul there. My mistake. Pardon?
Yes.
Here we go. Ball is tipped away. Knocking the ball out of bounds is Ella Meyer court. It'll stay with the South Holt Knights. Pansher will inbound it. Jaselyn, not Jocelyn, but Jaselyn. Jaselyn inbounds the ball. Lexi Van Houten with the dribble. Houten being pressured. Goes into Pansher. Free throw line jump shot up off. It's going to go out of bounds. The ball goes over to Rockport. Subs in now for Rockport. There's our mysterious number 10 back into the lineup. I promise you the next time we cover the girls, we will know who jersey number 10 belongs to. She's not listed in the official program, and that's the one we filled out our score sheet from. So, unfortunately, we're not able to identify the number 10 ball player here for the Rockport girls. There's a jump shot from the left side that's up. That was put up by Audrey Meyer court. Doesn't go. And the rebound pulled down by Fancher. All the way in for a driving layup. Ball is stripped away from Van Houten. Van Houten on the floor at the other end. And coming down court with a basketball of the Rockport Blue Jays. Some type of infraction. We travel over there with it. Giving it back to South Holt before they even had a chance to try and take it in for a layup. At the midcourt line, they bring it across the dribble is Van Houten. Holds it up for a minute. That's Emily Deeby. Deeby driving, laying up. Couldn't get it to fall in there for the rebound is Audrey Meyercourt. Audrey comes down with the basketball. She'll bring it up court herself now for the Blue Jays. Across court pass to the left side, a long three. Short off the rim, chasing after her own rebound. Follow shot up and good by Leah Meyercourt. Leah's got 9 now in the ballgame. Did a good job on following her shot there, Dylan.
5:06 remains here in the third quarter, 48-9 as the Rockport lead now.
Chloe Deeby with the ball, gives it off to the corner to Fancher. Fancher nails, I think that was a 2, wasn't it?
That was a 2.
Yeah, from here in the corner on the right side, she was just inside the 3-point arc. Blue Jays basketball. Landry Kelly goes to the corner, deep baseline right side, feeds it down underneath there to number 10. She'll go inside to Audrey Meyercourt. Audrey goes up with a shot. She'll be fouled, and Audrey Meyercourt will be at the line where she'll be shooting 2 shots now for the Blue Jays.
Going to get Fancher on that one. That'll be her third personal, though the scoreboard shows 4.
That's her 4. I've got 4 here. There's a set shot from the free throw line that's up and good. Getting that one down was Audrey Meyercourt. I've got that as her 4th also here, Dylan, so apparently she has picked up her 4th personal. Second shot coming for Audrey Meyercourt from the charity stripe. It's up and good also. She got them both. She has 15 points now in the ballgame for the Rockport Blue Jays. 52-11 is your score. Rockport girls on top. 4.5 minutes to go in the third quarter here. They try to feed it inside. Ball is tipped away and stolen. Coming up with a steal for the Blue Jays, Leah Meyercourt. Leah Meyercourt gets the outlet pass down court quickly to Audrey Meyercourt. They feed it into the corner, in traffic, turnaround shot up, and good. Nice move to the basket by Audrey Meyercourt. Audrey Meyercourt now 17 points in the ballgame for the Blue Jays. Here come a whole slew of subs in again. 5 new players up off the bench. We're playing 2 platoon basketball here right now for the Rockport Blue Jays. There's a ball stolen away. On the breakaway, left-handed lay-in up off the glass and good. Just as smooth as silk there for Audrey Meyercourt. And suddenly Audrey has 19 points in this basketball game. She has scored nine here in the third quarter. South Holt with the ball. Another steal, but contact this time, and the foul's going to go on Audrey, I believe.
Will be on Audrey with the push. That's her third personal. Second foul of the quarter here for the Blue Jays, and we got a line change.
Jenkins back into the lineup. Vogler back onto the floor. I think Lexi Stanton in for the first time tonight. Lexi Stanton making her first appearance in the ballgame. Also out there is Claire Miller now. Claire Miller on the floor. So Stanton and Miller in for the first time with the ball into the paint. There's a driving lay-in up and off, but no good. The rebound is taken down by Raylan Jenkins. Jenkins will bring the ball down court quickly into the corner right side. Meyercourt, Ella Meyercourt for the long three, up and off, no good. Rebound, South Holt. Fancher comes up with the rebound, gets the outlet pass out to Lexi Van Houten. Van Houten across the midcourt line. Works the dribble to the right side of the free throw circle. Now penetrates in the paint. Driving shot is up and off. No good. Rebound taken away by Jenkins. Jenkins with a long down court pass to the right side. Here come the Blue Jays down in a hurry. Jenkins gets the ball back across to the near side with it to Vogler. Vogler feeds baseline left side to Claire Miller. Miller across court pass. Again, it comes to Miller. Miller moves into the paint. Nice little move to the basket. Up and good. Nice move by Claire Miller. She's a 5'10 junior. Miller used that 5'10 frame to shoot over the defenders, and nice touch on the ball there, Dylan. All right, here into forecourt again comes DB with the ball. DB in the paint. Ball is tripped away. Chasing after it is Landry Kelly. There's Raylan Jenkins now pressuring the pressuring Van Houten out here. Ball stolen away with the steal. Raylan Jenkins. Jenkins with a driving lay-in up and good. Jenkins got the steal and then just took off down the court with it. She's got 4 points now as we're nearing the two-minute mark of the third quarter. Bit of a blowout here on our season opener for our first game right now. Rockport dominating. There's a driving lay-in that's up and off. No good. No foul. Rebound stolen away by Fancher. Fancher goes up with a shot. She'll get fouled, and now Fancher will be at the line where she'll be shooting two shots, and I'm pretty sure they got Lexi Stanton on that one. I believe Stanton will be called for the personal.
And foul's going to be on Stanton. Yep, that's number 25. That's her first personal.
Fancher at the line. She's one out of four from the line tonight so far. Has 3 points. This one is up and good. Now has 4 points in the contest. More subs in here for Rockport. There's number 10 back in there again.
And I'm thinking number 10 might be number 20. I don't see a number 20 on the bench or on the floor.
Carly Gebhardt. Well, that's very
might
possible.
Carly Gebhardt.
Well, we'll try that. Second free throw is up and good for Fancher. She made them both. Now she has 5 points in the game for South Holt. Under 2 minutes to go, third quarter here. Here's a set shot, three from the left elbow that's up and off. No good. Rebound, Blue Jays under the basket to the corner to Miller. She'll try a set shot. That one won't go. And the rebound comes down to Sophie Mendenhall. Mendenhall down court in a hurry with it to the left elbow. Looking back across court with the pass, they come to the near side to Emily DB. DB finds Mendenhall. Sophie Mendenhall holds it above her head into the corner of Fancher. Fancher has the ball knocked away, touched last by the Blue Jays. It'll stay with the South Holt Knights.
1:24 remains here in our third quarter. 58-13 is the Blue Jay lead.
This is Mendenhall. Sophie Mendenhall on the dribble. Comes up to Fancher with the pass. Fancher picks up her dribble, needs help. Feeds it inside the paint. In the lane. Shot is up, off, no good. And the rebound taken away under the basket by Claire Miller. Miller's 5'10 and a junior coming off the bench. And she's using her size under there, getting the rebound. Had a nice shot on the baseline earlier and sank that one in. Oh, they tried to bring one across to Miller, and it was such a surprise for Jaslyn Fancher that the ball went off of Fancher and went out of bounds. Threw it right at her. Defender wasn't expecting that. On the baseline, underneath their own basket, Rockport inbounds it with under a minute to go here in the third quarter. Across court pass, far side, Landry Kelly with the ball. Landry Kelly across court to the near side, Raylan Jenkins. Again back to Kelly. They're just playing catch out here at the top of the key. Now deep in the corner right side, that could be Gebhardt underneath in the baseline right. Back to the left wing with it they come. Jenkins, there's a nice steal. Oh, stepped on the baseline. Fancher got the steal, but stepped on the out-of-bounds line as she came up with the basketball.
Good anticipation there for Fancher, though.
First of four games tonight. Up next, it'll be the East Atchison boys and the Mid-Buchanan boys, the Dragons of Mid-Buchanan, the Wolves of East Atchison boys basketball coming up next year. This is the first of four games we have for you tonight. Left side of the lane, jump shot up and good. Nice move there by Raylan Jenkins. Jenkins, a 5'5 sophomore. She's got 6 points now in the game for the Blue Jays. South Holt turns it over on a bad pass near midcourt with just 11 seconds to play in the third quarter. Rockport will inbound it. We're going to call that Carly Gibberts, I think, here. Carly inbounds the ball. Shot is up, blocked away nicely. Loose basketball grabbed up from the left side. Shot is up. That one won't go. There's a buzzer. After three quarters, the Rockport Blue Jays lead the South Holt Knights 60-13. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
State Farm Insurance Agent Jessica Studer, providing insurance and financial services. 205 St. Joseph Street in Wathena. Stop by for a visit or log on to jessicastuder.com.
When your ride needs a little TLC, head to Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop car shop in Auburn, Nebraska. From tires and brakes to alignments and full repairs, our AFC-certified mechanics have you covered with expert care and hometown service. Whether it's an oil change or something more, call Mike today at 402-274-4947 to schedule your appointment. Or swing by 2314 J Street and we'll get you back on the road in no time. Auburn Auto Center, 402-274-4947.
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back inside the Mount City Gymnasium. Randy Gatula, Dylan Hendricks with you here tonight. Kurt Kilman is our producer-engineer back at the Sunny Studios. We're ready to move into the fourth quarter.
This live coverage of the Mount City Tournament is brought to you in part by our premier sponsors, Hiawatha Implement and Mound City, Shive Drainage in Oregon, Sheraga Forest City, Golden Triangle, Energy in Cragen, Northwest Ag of Mound City.
Blue Jays basketball as we start the fourth quarter. Miller with a turnaround, jump shot up and off, no good. Fancher comes down to the rebound, picks up the dribble across the court, into forecourt with a pass. Gets it to Emily Deeby, into the corner, right side baseline, that's Ellen. Ellen forces up a shot over the defender, couldn't get it, and the rebound is taken down by Jalen Jones in the lineup now. Jones with a long downcourt pass to the right side to Jenkins. Back up top, it comes top of the key. Landry Kelly. Kelly just works the dribble around the horn right wing. Jenkins. Jenkins and Kelly play catch with it. Now to the left elbow again to Jones with the ball. Inside to Miller in the paint. I don't think we have any starters left on the floor now for Rockport. These are all JV players. Ball is going to get away out of bounds. It's going to be touched last by the Blue Jays. South Holt will maintain possession of the basketball. They'll inbound it under their own bucket.
I also want to thank another one of our premier sponsors, BTC Bank, in Oregon and locations throughout the state.
Baseline left side inbound pass on the dribble. Around to the right elbow with it comes Van Houten. Long three up and off. No good. Rebound. Fancher. Follow shot. Hits in and out of there. Won't go. And the rebound comes down to Jalen Jones. Jones outlet pass down quickly to Landry Kelly. Kelly up top to Jones. Top of the key between the rings. Left elbow. Raylene Jenkins. Jenkins inside the paint. Miller grabs it. Ball taken away from Miller by Fancher. Fancher gets it down court. Stolen right back quickly by Jenkins. And Jenkins will give the outlet pass up to the top of the circle to Landry Kelly. Kelly left elbow to Jenkins. Around the horn, Jones right side. Skip pass to Jenkins. Jenkins open look. Left wing shot up and off. No good. Ball gets away out of bounds. Touch last by the Blue Jays.
Blue Jays getting some good game experience here for the end of the bench.
60-13 is your score. I think we've got a running clock going up here now, Pierce. So we should be able to get our other game underway, maybe even a little bit early. That would be good news. With the ball is Eden Allen for South Holt. She goes up top to Fancher. Ball is tipped away. Whistle, reach in foul. Probably going to go on Kelly.
Going to get Kelly for her second personal foul, first team foul of the third quarter here, fourth quarter
Fancher.
For the Blue Jays.
Fancher to inbound it in forecourt. She'll lob the pass in to Emily Deeby. Emily and Chloe both on the floor most of the time here, Deeby and Deeby. Now they look to the top of the key to Chloe. Chloe comes back to Fancher on the right wing. Fancher holds it for a minute, a cross-court lob pass. Ellen into the right side, trying for the driving layup, up and off, no good. Rebound, Fancher put back up and good. Fancher with the rebound and the putback. That gives her 7 points now in the game 4 South Hole. Be sure to stay tuned for our post-game show. We'll give you a rundown of the individual scoring, let you know how your favorite player performed here in tonight's ballgame. And then we'll no more than finish that up. We'll be going to starting lineups for the next one here, Dylan. All right, a cross-court pass right side. They go to Fancher with it. Fancher around the horn left side, trying to drive the baseline. Was Raylan Jenkins, and Jenkins is going to be fouled. She'll be at the free throw line to shoot two shots.
They're going to get Eden Allen for her third personal. That'll be the first foul of the quarter for South Holt.
That's on Ellen, her second. I believe that's where you had Fancher a while ago with the extra one.
Okay.
Okay, at the free throw line, Raylan Jenkins. Shot is on the way. It's up, and it is good. She got it. Missed the first one, got the second one. It's 61-15 with 4 minutes to go. Driving lay-in from the right side, whistle and a foul, and that's going to put Emily Deeby at the free throw line. She's made 2 out of 2 from the line so far tonight and has 4 points in this basketball game. Here she'll have a shot for 2 more.
That'll be the third foul on Landry Kelly, second team foul of the quarter here.
So at the free throw line is Deeby. First shot is up and off, no good for Emily. Emily, just a freshman. You have to realize they're so short-handed here. They've got freshmen seeing an awful lot of action.
2 freshmen on the floor currently.
Yeah, 6 players and 2 of them are freshmen. Second free throw is up and off, no good. Rebound comes down to Jalen Jones. Jones will toss her outlet pass across court to Landry Kelly into forecourt left side. Jenkins back up top to Kelly. Kelly very patiently working that ball around the left side. A cross-court pass is going to go out of bounds. Too tall over there for Jalen Jones to be able to get to it. Back into the lineup for South Holt. Now onto the floor comes Sophie Mendenhall. Mendenhall in replacing Eden Allen. 61-15 is our score here with 3 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. In the paint, driving lay-in, shot up. Try for follow, shot won't go. Got her own rebound. Try for a put back. It took 3 tries. But she hung in there and got it to drop. Getting the shot was Lexi Van Houten. 3 shots at it. The third time was charm. Got it down. Van Houten now with 5 points in the game. A cross-court pass comes from Jenkins over to Kelly on the right wing. Kelly around the horn again back to Jenkins. They're just kind of playing catch on the outside perimeter now. Down to Claire Miller. Long skip pass from Miller. Finds Kelly. Now down in traffic on the baseline, the ball's going to get away down there. It went off the knee of Lexi Stanton, so it'll be a turnover, giving the ball back to South Holt. All right, with the basketball, Lexi Van Houten. We're coming up on 2 minutes to go on this one. There's a pass went through the hands of the intended receiver down there. Sounds like a football call, doesn't it? Around the horn, Miller with a long 3. Bank shot off the glass. Got it. Claire Miller, she put that one up from downtown, way outside the three-point arc, and banked it off the glass. Claire Miller with 5 points now, whistled at the other end, and we're going to have a foul called on South Holt. Who's this one on?
Foul's going to be on Raylan Jenkins. That is her first personal, but the third team foul of the quarter here for Rockport.
So Van Houten will be at the line. She is 1 out of 4 from the line so far tonight. Free throw is up. This one is good. Van Houten now has 6 points. We'll give you a rundown of the individual scoring, as we said, during our postgame show here very shortly. Van Houten ready for her second shot. On the way up, and it's good. Got them both. She now has 7 in the ballgame. 64-19, your score. Rockport with a dominating performance here in this season opener over the South Holt girls. Ball tipped away, picked up by Mendenhall. Players hit the floor. Fancher went down hard. Down court comes Van Houten. Van Houten kicks it out to the right side to Deeby. Back to Van Houten in paint. Van Houten, I think, is going to get fouled on the baseline.
They're going to get Jenkins there again for her second foul. 4th foul, so no free throws.
Clock continues to run here. Running clock, 30 seconds left to play in this one. Bounce pass. They bring it inbounds to Evelyn Deeby. Deeby has the ball dribbled away and stolen on the baseline by Landry Kelly. Landry Kelly down court with it with 20 seconds to go in the ballgame. A cross-court pass to the near side. Raylan Jenkins. Jenkins finds Kelly. Across court, skip pass. Miller in the corner right side. She's trying to get to the hoop. Kicks it back up top. Ball picked up at the free throw line. Again to Kelly. Around to Jenkins, left wing. Jenkins, jump shot left side, doesn't go. Here's the buzzer and the ball game. Your final score, Rockport 64 and South Holt 19. We will take a 1 minute break here and be back with a scoring wrap after this 1 minute timeout on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Hello, everyone. This is Natalia, a health navigator at Community Medical Center. Medicare open enrollment is happening now through December 7th. It's the perfect time to review your plan and make sure your coverage still fits your needs. If you'd like help understanding your options or setting up a plan review, call Community Medical Center 402-245-6739 to schedule a time. Community Medical Center, amazing people, exceptional care.
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Mound City, where we're going to recap the 64-19 win for the Rockport Blue Jay ladies over the South Holt Knights. Rockport was led in scoring by Audrey Meyerkorth. Meyerkorth with 19, 10 in the first half, 9 in the second half. Ella Meyerkorth with 13. She chipped in 13 points as well. Also, Leah Meyerkorth with 9. Raylan Jenkins, 7. Landry Kelly had 4, Tatum Vogler had 5, and Claire Miller had 5, all in the second half, for a total of 64 points, and just a nice offensive performance for the first game of the year for the Rockport Blue Jays. For the South Holt girls, they were led in scoring by both Lexi Van Houten and Eden Allen. Van Houten and Allen both chipped in 7 points. Emmalyn DeBee with 4, and Chloe DeBee chipped in 1. Once again, that final score, 64-19, the Rockport Lady Blue Jays take down the South Holt Knights. Coming up here in about 10 minutes, once they get done sweeping the floor, we're going to have the East Atchison Wolves taking on the Mid-Buchanan Dragons in boys action. Second game here from Mound City. It's the 68th annual Mound City Basketball Invitational. We'll be right back after this 2 minute break. You're listening to high school basketball on Sunny 101.3.